Well, glory to God. If I come down half as good as I came up, we'll be all right, won't we? Amen. Good to be in the house of God. Oh, what a blessing that singing is this morning. Amen. I enjoyed that. I appreciate the Lord. And how many of you are glad to be in church today?
Amen.
All right. Well, How many of you glad to be saved?
Amen.
Okay, three of us. All right. Amen. Well, I guess I sure do appreciate you coming and appreciate the opportunity to be here again. Good to see you folks again. If you'll take your Bible this morning, turn with me to Psalms 114. Psalms 114. Find your place there and stand with us if you're able. Just for a moment. Psalms 114. It's always a blessing to come back and be with you folks. And I hope you'll try to be here this week, every night that you can. And I promised the preacher I'd try to come every night. So if we can get together, we might can get the Lord to show up. We'll have a good time in the Lord. Amen. I ain't going to fuss at you now. I'm just going to try to help you for a few minutes. And I kind of plowed it pretty deep there this morning in Sunday school, so I'm going to lighten up on you. Amen. So we're just going to have a good time in the Lord here for a few minutes. Amen. In Psalms 114, and look with me, please, at verse number 1. Bible says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain, waters. Father, God, help us this morning, Lord, to exalt our Savior. And Lord, be a blessing and help to the people of God. I realize, Lord, that time is short. These days are coming to an end. And I know you're coming soon. And even so, come, Lord Jesus. But Lord, for a little bit this morning, God, help us to just try to do exactly what you'd have us to do, no more and no less. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. We love you. We need you. We know the arm of flesh will fail us. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you. You can be seated. He said in verse number 3, the sea saw it. That's unusual right there. And so I want to preach for a little while this morning on what the sea saw when the sea saw. Amen. What the sea saw when the sea saw. I want to read you a few verses of Scripture as we get started this morning and try to be a help to you. Take your Bibles and look with me, please, at Psalm 78. Just go back. Hold your place here, 114. And Psalms chapter 78. Psalm chapter 78. And look with me, please, at verse number 12. Bible says, Psalm 78, verse 12, marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the waters to stand as an heap. Amen. And go with me to Psalms 106, please. In Psalms 106, and I just want to lay a foundation real quick. Not going to be long this morning. I just want to try to be a quick help to you. Amen. In Psalms 106, and look with me, please, at verse number 7. Psalms 106 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them." Thank God for that. Amen. I'm glad he remembers. I'm just dust. I'm glad God loves me in spite of myself. I'm glad he didn't wait till I cleaned myself up. Amen. To save me. Amen. He just took me just like I am. Thank God I'm glad when I came to him. Amen. He didn't turn me away. He didn't say, "Boy, you stink. You've been in the pig pen." He didn't say, "Get away from me. Don't clean yourself up and come back." I'm telling you, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Amen. And thank God Almighty, he saved me just like I was. Amen. That excites me today more than it did the day I got saved. I'm still happy about what God did in my life. Amen. I still thank him every day for saving this old wicked, ungodly, hell-bound sinner and putting me in a road to glory. Amen. I thank God for that today. I praise him every opportunity, and I'm not ashamed of what Jesus did in my life. Amen. I want to tell you something. Can I just... I'll get back to this in a minute. Amen. I just want to say something to you this morning. I don't know if you know this or not. The Bible says, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world?" Lose his soul. Amen. Hey, or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? You know what God's telling us? God is telling us how important our soul is to him. You know how important our soul is to God. God said, listen to me now. God is saying this. God is saying, "I wouldn't take the whole world for your soul." Amen. "I wouldn't swap your soul for everything in the world." That is the value. Listen, I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but I'm telling you that's value that God puts on your soul. Amen. God says you're worth more to him. Your soul is worth more to him than all the gold in all the hills and all the silver veins and all the brass and copper and all the money at Fort Knox. Everything in the whole world. God says what? God says your soul is worth more than all of it. But preacher, you don't understand. I ain't never done nothing. I ain't never been nothing. Well, join the crowd, honey. We all the same way, amen. And God still loved us in spite of ourselves. Saved me just like I am. Are you listening to me? I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Can I help you a minute? I'm trying to get you to see something here. I want you to see. Listen, a man can sell something, but he'll never sell it unless he finds somebody that likes the price and is willing to pay the price for what he's selling. Are you with me? And it's all about supply and demand. I mean, look, if I got something you want, and I set a price for it, and you're willing to pay the price, it can be yours. What I'm trying to get you to see is this. God's saying that your soul, listen, your soul is worth more to him than everything in the world. You ain't got that yet. You ain't even scratched that yet. You don't understand what I'm saying. Your soul is worth more to God than the whole world. No, you ain't getting it, folks. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm talking about the price that God is putting on your soul. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you are worth more to God than everything in the world. Well, here's the problem. See, religion tells you, religion says, why don't you barter with God for your soul? All right, Lord, how about if I give you a tenth of what I have? Are you serious?
Yeah, right.
God said it's worth everything. It's worth the whole world. Well, what if I eat a cracker and drink some wine?
Go ahead.
No, no. Religion says, listen, religion says, hey, why don't you just cut a deal with God and tell Him you'll get baptized?
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
And God says, look, don't insult me.
Yeah.
Why would you try to insult me with your good works? Knowing that I put a price on your soul that's worth more than all the world. And you want to insult me with your works. Only two religions in the world. Cain and Abel. Are you with me? Do and done. Amen? Cain says, I gotta do something. Cain says, I gotta go raise a garden and bring my fruits to God, and maybe, just maybe, I can cut a deal with God and He'll let me into heaven for my fruits. And God says, look, your soul is worth more than the whole world. Why would I take fruit for it? I don't understand what I'm saying, folks. Is everybody all right? Am I putting you to sleep? We'll just quit and come back later. Amen. I'm just telling you, you're worth more to that than God. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Why would God cut a deal with you when the price is set and it's the world? All of it. God said your soul is worth more to Him than the whole world. Well, preacher, I tell you what. What if I get sprinkled? And it please the Lord? Reckon He'd let me into heaven if I get sprinkled? I got sprinkled when I was a baby now. You know that ought to work, preacher. Why would it? Why should it? When God said the price is the world. Everything. God's already set a price. Are you listening to me? Amen. I don't understand what He's saying. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, folks, God's saying your soul is worth more than that. So how in the world are you going to insult God and try to cut a deal, amen, for your soul to go to heaven? You can't do it. It don't work. But you know, I like Cain. I mean, I could give God a tenth of everything I got. It'd be all right with me. How would that help God? He already got it all. God said, listen, is everybody all right? God said, your soul is worth more to Him than the whole world. Y'all ain't getting it. You don't get it. Why? How can you insult God with your good works? Well, what can I do, preacher? If I do something, God will let me in. If I do something, I can be saved. There ain't nothing you can do. God said, the price is set.
Jesus said, I'll pay the price with my blood. I'll give myself. And God said, that'll work. And it's good enough for me. And God saved my soul through the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah, God. I didn't know I was going to have to preach and shout too. Amen, preacher. That's all right. Amen. All right, well, but what did the seesaw? Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, the seesaw it. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, look at it. Look with me, please. Go back to Psalms 114. Everybody okay? Psalms 114. Look at it now. Look, watch. Verse number 3. Well, let's read verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary. Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, what did the sea saw when the sea saw it? Amen. I'm telling you, what Exodus was to Israel, Calvary is to you and I. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What Exodus was to Israel, Calvary is to me. Amen. I'm telling you, their place of deliverance was the Red Sea. And my place of deliverance was Calvary. Amen. I'm telling you, are you listening? God wants you to know what the sea saw. Amen. Everybody all right? The Exodus revealed to them who God is. And Calvary, the cross, reveals to you who God is. Are you listening? Everybody all right? I'm telling you what the sea saw when the sea saw it. Amen. Exodus. It revealed. The Red Sea showed them who God is. Amen. Calvary showed who God is to us. Amen. Hey, that ain't all. Wait a minute. The Red Sea, watch Exodus, showed us who we are. It showed us who God is, but it showed us who we are. If you can ever get that and put it in its place, if you can ever put yourself where you belong and put God where He belongs, then you could get the world and the money part. Amen. You could get the soul part. I'm saying, I'm telling you, Exodus, amen. Exodus shows us who we are. And just like Calvary shows us who we are. Are you with me? Exodus said, Israel, this is your God. Exodus said, Israel, here's your situation. You need God bad. Are you with me? And Calvary said, hey, I'm your God, amen. And Calvary said, hey, you need God, amen. Here's what bothers me. This hurts me. I don't understand. Hey, mister, listen to me. How you can live 40, 50, 60 years in this world, never even acknowledge the God that put breath in your body. Live a selfish life. Go and sit down at the restaurant at lunchtime and shovel it in like you did it. Like you earned and you paid for it. You better thank God you got legs to walk on. Hello, air to breathe. I'm just saying, you're forgetting where it comes from. You're forgetting who's good to you. Amen. We're here this morning. It's mercy, amen. Is everybody okay? All right, I'm quitting. Lord, help. Well, maybe not. All right, just a few more, okay? Listen. Exodus reveals, listen,
Exodus revealed their redemption. Is that right? Listen, folks. Exodus revealed to them. It showed them the price was paid. It showed them it was taken care of. That blood on the door, it showed them, amen. God parted that Red Sea. Moses said, hey, you know what? This crowd run around saying, Moses, he had fire in his rod. He didn't have fire in his rod. All he did with that rod was point and said, look at that, there goes God. Now, watch that, there's God over yonder. He's parting the Red Sea, amen. Hello? The Red Sea showed them their redemption.
Yeah.
Calvary's cross shows us our redemption, God's plan for man to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God Almighty, I'm saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You don't even need to get the rest of this. You can't handle it. Amen. Excuse me. Exodus. Listen. Exodus, folks, was the foundation for all their praise. Are you with me? Amen. In Exodus chapter 15... I'm telling you, that is the foundation for all their singing. They sang when Moses and that crowd got across that Red Sea. You know what they did? They sang a song to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Let's see if I wrote it down. Let me see if I can find it. Exodus chapter 15, I think. Yeah. Exodus. You can't imagine. This is the first Bible real song in the Word of God. Look at Exodus 15. Hurry. I'm going to hurry. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. We'll have to quit. Can I have 5 Alabama minutes? 5 Alabama minutes. All right. Now, you understand, I'm on Central Time. So it's actually 1 hour and 5 minutes. Okay. All right. In chapter 15, verse 1, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord. Watch, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Glory to God. And they go on. This whole thing here is about the song. Amen. They're singing a song of praise to God, glorifying God. Why? Because He delivered them across that Red Sea and drowned their enemy. Bible said they sank like a stone. Amen. God drowned the enemy of God, a type of the Antichrist. Listen to me. I'll just give it to you. In Exodus 15, God is praised and worshiped for bringing them, for delivering them. In Revelation chapter 5, the children of God, me and you, we're caught up in chapter 4. In chapter 5, we're singing a new song. I'm telling you, a song of deliverance. In Revelation chapter 15, those saints that's raptured out in the tribulation, they're singing a song of deliverance. I'm telling you, that's what the sea saw when the sea saw it. Amen. You know what's the matter? And I'm going to tell you something, and you listen to me and take it. We have gotten so used to it. We have learned how to be Christians, and now we don't need God. Hello? I'm just being honest with you, folks. You see, we have gotten so complacent. Until coming to church is just what we do. I really don't. It don't profit much. We just do it because that's what we do. One of these days you're gonna be out.
Because that's what you do.
Amen.
When you don't keep stirred up about what God's done. Are you listening to me, church? Amen. I'm not going to do them. Let me give you these verses. You go read them and you can preach it to yourself. Psalms 136, verses 10 to 15. Read that when you get a chance. Amen. Psalms 106, verse 7 to 12. Go back and look over that and read it. Amen. The sea saw, listen, the sea saw, number one, who God was. Amen. They saw His power. They saw His presence. They saw His plan.
Yep.
And they praised Him.
Yes,
amen. The sea saw, number two, who you are. The sea saw their trouble, saw them trapped, and then saw them triumph.
That's right.
Amen. That's what the sea saw. Amen. The sea saw the great redemption plan of God.
Yes, sir.
Just like Calvary. Amen. The sea saw the adversary, the Antichrist, drowned in the sea. Amen. The sea saw the first praise and worship meeting in the Word of God, right there on the banks, or what do you call it? The shore of
the Red Sea.
Because that's what
the sea saw.
When the sea saw it. Stand with me. God done anything for you lately? If you're here this morning, you're not saved, listen, it's too simple. It's too easy. Why would you go to hell? Ain't no need in that. You come up here and somebody take the Bible right now and show you how to be born again.